Hi, and welcome to my podcast, Pure Happy Healthy. I'm your host, Leandra Haupt, model, entrepreneur, coach, and hypnotherapist. And I'm here to bring you more mindfulness in all areas of your life. Each week, I'll have a different focus on my show. Mindful Me, Mindful Model, Mindful Mensch, and Mindful Master Sessions. Thank you so much for being here and showing up to become the best version of yourself possible. Hi, and welcome to another episode with Pure Happy Healthy. Today is a special Christmas edition, special Advent edition. And I decided spontaneously to record a solo episode as we have quite breaking news here in Germany. Probably when you live in Germany, you've heard about it. On coming up Wednesday, we will have a complete lockdown again. We've had a light lockdown for a month now, and now the restrictions will get harder, and we don't know how long this will last. So as I could see, and as I've heard from people around me, people are more relaxed maybe than in the last lockdown, but still there is a lot of discontentment, and I could hear and see a lot of anger in people and a lot of fear also coming up, fear of losing the job permanently, or just fear of being bored, fear of the cold winter, which is really here now, and fear of maybe being alone if you live alone, or being trapped with people who you don't like, and the fear of death, fear of maybe getting infected, fear of infecting others. So I could see and feel that there's a lot of uncertainty and a lot of weird feelings coming up for a lot of people. So I decided to speak a little bit about this today and how we can move through this without just getting into a really bad mindset, and how we can try to live and stay in a positive mindset and really get through this in the best possible way. So as I can see, and as I already said, I think most people really are scared, and the most often fears which come up for people is losing the job, and all the other reasons that I was saying before. And I think we can really trace it all down, trace all these, let's call them superficial fears, down to very deep root causes. And these root causes, whatever fear it is, it's usually based on one of the three core problems, which is not feeling seen, not feeling safe, or not feeling good enough. So think about that for a moment. What kind of fear do you currently face in your life? Maybe it's the fear of losing your job. And then if you ask yourself deeper, like, why are you so scared of losing that job? And then you maybe might say it's financial stability, not feeling safe. So as you can see, we already got the root cause here, which is actually the fear of not being safe. Not being safe in terms of not being able to pay your bills, not being able to pay the rent maybe, or surviving in terms of food. And then whatever else it is, maybe if you, also let's say again, you're scared for your job or not getting enough jobs if you're maybe a freelancer, maybe the fear of other people, other freelancers who you think might be better taking the few jobs that are available. So that could be the fear of not being good enough in your field maybe. And whatever fear it is, ask yourself, what is the deeper cause for this? What is the deep-rooted inner core fear, basically, of the obstacle I'm facing at the moment? And you will probably, I can actually assure you, you will get down to one of these three things: not feeling seen, not feeling safe, or not feeling good enough. And I get it, that's the three basically fears that we have as humans that we've always had, probably going back to very old ancient times, where we just needed this to survive. And these fears would come up so we wouldn't get in a situation where we actually were threatened for our life. But one thing that you can ask yourself if you're facing these fears and if it feels very overwhelming, you can ask yourself, like, what is the worst thing that actually can happen? So let's say you lose your job again. At least in Germany, it's the case that you get financial aid from the government, so you can get help there. Maybe you have supportive parents or grandparents or other part of your family. And in the worst case, if you cannot pay your bills or you cannot pay your apartment, you will still find people where you find shelter around you, maybe some friends or with your family. And if you imagine the worst case scenario, you will probably see that you will always find a solution for the problems that you think you have. And the solution is usually not that far, but actually you can really get help. And you are safe when you live in Germany and when you are able to listen to that podcast now, because that means that you have the equipment, that you have the time to listen to it, and that you live in Germany, which means that you will get financial help. So whatever other problem you have, just imagine for a moment, what is the worst case scenario that can happen? And what could be some possible solutions for that? And then I know that a lot of people fear to be alone at these times, especially around Christmas, where this is usually a time of big community, and also New Year's Eve, spending it with family and friends. Maybe some of you won't be able to spend it with your family this year because you cannot travel, or you prefer not to, infect or like be a risk for other people from your family. So this might be some weeks that could feel very lonely for you now. What does loneliness mean for you? What does it mean to be alone for you? And why does it feel so bad for you, if you ask yourself that? And it is interesting that we always have the feeling that we need community to be worth something, and that so many of us are so scared to be alone. And maybe it's the fear of not knowing what to do with yourself, or the fear of not getting a feedback from other people for what we do. And this is, I think we can also trace it back to the core values, maybe not feeling seen by others when we're alone, and then not feeling like we get any attention that we as humans really crave so deeply. So I think we can apply these core fears on so many different situations. And then if you get back to the root cause, I think it makes it a little bit easier to handle them, because you know it's maybe like a human condition that we think this way. But then if you ask yourself, why is it actually so bad being by myself? And if you see it more like spending quality time with yourself, instead of saying I'm lonely and no one is here with me, maybe not a partner or not your family. It also depends how you see the situation and how you judge the situation. Because the situation only becomes bad and you will only feel lonely if you judge yourself as being lonely. But if you say to yourself, oh, I can actually have some quality time now with myself, and maybe I will use this time now to really start some creative projects, or maybe if I feel like it, I can go on Zoom and connect with others, and maybe I can just treat myself in a really nice way. So if you think about it this way, do you still feel lonely? And then it's really important to do some really good self-care in these times. So self-care can really mean something different for each of us. And maybe you want to close your eye for a second now and really feel into your heart and feel really, what is it your heart needs right now? What does your heart want, and what would feel good to you now? What do you actually need right now? And this could really be something else for every single one of us. Maybe you feel like taking a nice bath. Maybe you feel like starting a new book. Maybe you feel like watching a movie. And I think already in the last quarantine time, in the lockdown, we could already see how different people would react. Some people maybe have been so overworked from before that they really needed a time to just do nothing, just sit on the couch and watch Netflix. And if that feels right for you now, then do it. Don't feel bad about it and don't feel guilty about it, because your body, if you listen deeply, will tell you what to do. And if you, we're always craving for balance in life. And if we've worked a lot and if we really feel burned out, then it's actually really good to just do nothing sometimes, or just do mind-numbing things. Also, that can be healing for a while if it's not a permanent situation. Whereas if you haven't really found the drive, maybe you can use this time to get your drive back. Maybe this time makes you really creative now, and then it's really good if you use this time to push yourself really and be creative and don't sink on the couch and just getting comfortable bed there, but really using your drive and going for it. But listen to your heart. It will know what's best for it. It's not good to fight against the situation. I think we should embrace the situation and surrender, that we have to accept that we cannot really change anything on the situation now. I've seen how so many people in the past days have become so grumpy, and they just project their bad mood about everything this is happening to the outside, and they get aggressive to people who didn't behave well in their eyes, and maybe even to themselves. But this is not helping anyone. We have the situation right now, and we don't know how long it's going to take, and we don't know what's going to happen. So the best thing is to just embrace the situation as it is and surrender that we cannot control it right now, because otherwise it would feel like swimming up a river. You constantly fight, but it's better to just swim with the river and trust that this river will end up in the ocean at one day, and then just lead you wherever you need to go and give in. And that will save you a lot of energy and save you a lot of annoying thoughts, or save you so much fighting in your head and then also being grumpy on the outside. So if you just embrace the situation, I know it's easier said than done, but just giving in and seeing that life is always for us. Life is always in the flow. And if we jump in that flow, we will go with life instead of fighting against life and making our and other people's lives so difficult. So if you somehow can, I want to encourage you to really go with life and go with the flow and see whatever is coming up for us here, and taking the opportunities that we find on the way, and just, swimming with this beautiful river and not projecting and not fighting in a negative energetic way, because everything that is a bad feeling inside of us and everything that we say which is aggressive or bad is just harming ourselves, basically. If you're yelling at someone else and you're really, really angry, the only person that is really suffering from that is yourself. And it actually shows more about how you see the situation and how you see yourself instead of the other person. So maybe observe yourself for a moment here as well. How do you project your thoughts at the moment and your energies? And what do you do with it? And then see how, maybe if you have these bad thoughts and you're grumpy and yelling at others or projecting all your fears and your negative emotions to the outside, to other people, but maybe also to yourself, who is it harming? What is happening here? And in the end, you will see
that it's only harming yourself and these bad feelings come up in yourself. So ask yourself, do you want to feel bad? Do you want to project all these bad feelings towards yourself? Or would you like to be in peace with yourself and the world? And then it's really up to you to decide if you want to continue like this or if you choose to actually feel good. Because a feeling is never lasting more than 3 minutes if you don't hold on to it. So it's your decision every 3 minutes again to choose and to not have fear and to choose not to think negatively about something and to don't hold on to negative situations and thoughts. So observe your thoughts, which you're having all day, and then if you're ready for it, actively decide to think positive and to get and let the positive feelings enter your life again and to let go of the fear and to let go of the negative feelings. If you're really struggling with your mental health, if you really feel like you cannot handle the situation, I really, really want to encourage you to seek professional help. Whatever form is good for you, maybe seek for a psychologist or maybe, yeah, if it's really severe, go to the hospital, whatever it feels like it's the best way to deal with it. Or maybe, yeah, do hypnosis. You can always book hypnosis session with me or find another healer that feels good for you, whatever it is. But please, if you feel like you cannot handle the situation by yourself, seek help. Seek help from the outside, because there's really nothing wrong with seeking help. We all are humans and we're here to help each other and we all move through different things. And I believe that we all need help in one or the other time in our life. And it's completely okay to accept help. And so yeah, don't be scared to ask for help. And if you don't know what kind of help you want yet, speak with people about it and find out maybe with others what would be the best option for you. But yeah, you don't have to be this in alone. We're all in this together, this nice sentence. And yeah, if you want to book a hypnosis session with me, I'm still offering the sessions until the end of the year for donation base once a day. So yeah, you can book them on my homepage, leandra-haupt.com. And yeah, if that's the right option for you, and if not, that's completely fine. Okay, just search whatever feels good for you. And this being said, I hope everyone listening outside from Germany is well. And yeah, this year has been just so crazy. I hope wherever you are, you feel safe, you feel seen, and you feel good, because yeah, you are beautiful and you're just so worthy of feeling loved, being loved, feeling safe and secure, feeling pure, happy and healthy. And I just send you all the good energies from my heart. And yeah, hope to speak to you soon. Until then, see you next time.